Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Lottery 333. I come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I do this video for His glory alone. I have five very quick dream visions that I would like to share with you. What's a dream vision? Well, I call them flash dreams. They're where you just usually see something very quickly, and then you wake up. So this happened to me. I have one of them was on the 9th of January. Three of them were on the 11th of January. And then one was on the 19th of January. I think it's interesting. The Lord always shows me these things. That the one I had, the first one was on the 9th. And the next three were on the 11th. Well, 9 and 11 stand for judgment. So I don't think it's a coincidence that I got them on those dates. Now, the reason I'm bringing them to you, even though the Lord continues to sound warnings for some of the same things over and over again for me, and I believe it's because He wants me to get the word out to those who haven't already heard the prophecies He's given me, and also to let us know that these things are still on the horizon if we don't continue to pray and bombard the heavens with our prayers, brothers and sisters. That's what we need to be doing right now. We need the prayers of the saints like never before, because we have a lot of dangers that are a possibility that could be coming. Now, this is not to frighten people. Please don't be afraid or scared. That these warnings are not to do that. These warnings are to motivate us to be praying, to be seeking the Lord, to be seeking repentance, and to be praying not only for our families, but to be also praying for those around us, our cities and our towns and our states, and specifically our country as well. So that's why I believe the Lord continues to give these things to me. It's a call for action. It's a call for action. It's a call for prayer. It's a call for us to get closer to the Lord. All right, now, the thing the Lord showed me right before I started this video, I didn't have any scriptures with these prophecies, but the Lord brought to my mind Ezekiel 33, and many of you know the passage about Ezekiel 33. It's about the watchmen. Many of you are watchmen and watchmen, and many of you don't even know that you are. But if the Lord's giving you warnings through dreams, words, or visions, then you are a watchman, and you need to sound the alarm of what the Lord is showing you if it's something that's not personal. Yes, he shows us things personally, but He is showing people things that are for, you know, the general public or for your brothers and sisters, and we need to be sharing them. That's what a watchman or watchwoman does. And this is what it says if we don't. It says here on verse 2, it says, I'm going to go to verse 3, Ezekiel 33:3. It says, when he being the watchperson, sees the sword coming upon the land, if he blows the trumpets and warns the people, then whoever hears the sounds of the trumpet and does not take warning, if the sword comes and takes him away, his blood shall be on his own head. But if he heard the sound of the trumpet and did not take warning, his blood shall be upon himself. But he who takes the warning will save his life. But if the watchman sees the sword coming, in other words, the watchman has a warning from the Lord or sees what's coming and doesn't blow the trumpet, and the people are not warned, and the sword comes and takes any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at the watchman's hand. So here we have a picture of what the watchman's duty are. They are to sound the alarm when they get things from the Lord. And if they don't, then the blood is on their hands if that warning comes to pass. If it does come to pass and they haven't warned, then they are responsible for the people who are injured or hurt. That's how I read it. So if you haven't already studied it, Ezekiel 33, please go study it and seek the Lord on it. All right, so I want to share, I know it's getting very dark out there. I'm going to try to do this quickly. I'm going to share these five very, very, very quickly. The first one I saw on the 9th of January, and what I saw was a ham radio antenna. I knew in my dream that this was a ham radio antenna. And then the scene immediately switched to a light switch on a wall, you know, the ones we turn on and off, the little switches that go on and off. And I saw the actual words, and the top said on and the bottom said off. And I don't remember if it was on or off, actually, but it was an on and off switch. So what the Lord showed me from that upon awakening is that we are going to see power outages and that there will be communication that will be done through ham radios. And so it was a kind of a dual, warning that there's going to be power outages. And also, but there will be a way of communication. And one of those ways is through ham radio. All right, the next one I received, there's three of them. I received them on 1/11. And again, I saw something that had to do with electricity. I saw two very large power towers. You know, those electric power towers that are huge that you can see in big fields. Well, I saw two of them fairly close together with the lines in between. And the Lord woke me up after I saw that flash dream, and I heard this. I heard grid coming down. Grid coming down. All right, the next one I'm going to share with you is I saw a ship, a very large ship, and this is the second time I have had this vision. The second time, I think it was in the fall of last year when I saw it the first time. Again, I saw this. I saw an orchestra playing on the bridge, on the deck of this large ship. And as they were playing, the ship was sinking. I saw it taking in water. And when I woke up, I heard in my spirit, Titanic. So I believe, brothers and sisters, the Lord is showing us that I don't know if this stands for America. I am not sure exactly the interpretation of this. However, I believe it's a warning to something that is sinking, and it's something very big. So take it to the Lord for further understanding. All right, then I got a map. This is the same night. I had three of them all in one night. I saw a map of the United States, but it really wasn't. I only saw like the east part of the United States. And then it zeroed in to Atlanta. And I saw the word Atlanta, and next to the A from Atlanta, it was in very big letters and very, very bold letters, and there was a big dot, black dot, next to Atlanta. And that was the end of this flash dream. Now, whenever I get a state or a city from the Lord, he has shown me that it is a warning for that area. He usually does not tell me specifically what that warning is, but it is a call to be praying for those people in that area. So let's be praying for our brothers and sisters in that region, in Atlanta and around that area in Georgia. All right, the last one I'm going to share with you I received on the 19th of January. And again, I see a map. I see a map of the whole United States. However, I do not see the lines of the states. I don't see the state boundary lines. I just see the outline of America. And then I see that it's been divided. Not quite in the middle, but more to the right of it. There's a little bit more to the west and less to the east coast. It was completely divided, and there was water that divided the United States. It was water that divided in the map that I saw, and it was about the area where the New Madrid Fault is. That's why it wasn't completely in the center of the United States. It was more to the right side. So I believe when I woke up, I did not hear anything. I did not hear New Madrid Fault, but I believe that that's what this vision was pointing to, was for the New Madrid Fault, and that it will divide somehow the land. All right, brothers and sisters. Well, that's all I'm going to share with you today. Thank you again for coming and listening to what I've been shown. I continue to pray for you all. Let's take these warnings to the Lord for further confirmation and understanding.